Hi out there and welcome to I-80 Sports. Today we're talking about what happened last week in NFL Week 11. We're also making some Turkey Day predictions. Thank you for joining us tonight at I-80 Sports. Bob in the house, joined by Steve. Steve, how you doing today?
Oh, man, super busy day, even though we only had a half day. Man, getting ready for Turkey Day is one of the most stressful days. So I'm glad to be here and talking sports right now. Let's just hop right into it, man.
Absolutely. We're glad to be talking sports with you. Let's get started today with the traffic report. The I-80 Sports Traffic Report, where you can find all your news and notes from the week. I have some stories. You have some stories. Let's just really quickly, I read through mine, you read through yours, and we just briefly touch on each one. Either it matters or it doesn't, and then we're moving.
All right, let's do it.
You start.
All right, so Titans release Adrian Peterson.
Don't care.
Yep, Jets, Zach Wilson will start Sunday versus Texans. He's back.
I do care. Downgrade every wide receiver.
Giants have fired OC Jason Garrett.
Love it.
Texans have cut Philip Lindsay, but he was claimed by the Miami Dolphins.
Very interesting, because Myles Gaskin, although he's been getting 20-25 touches a game, has been one of the least efficient running backs.
Yeah.
I think there was a 3-week span where he was averaging like 2.1 yards per carry. Philip Lindsay, he's nothing. He's just a guy. He was a walk-on with no value invested in him, but he's had success at times, so I'm very interested to see how that one goes. I'm not investing. I'm just going to be a casual side viewer.
Yeah. And then let's see. Andy Dalton, he's going to start the Thanksgiving Day game with Fields dealing with a rib injury. Jets running back Michael Carter is out 2 weeks with a low-grade high ankle sprain.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. That's Cordarrelle Patterson, I believe, had the same low-grade high ankle sprain. He's out for 2 or 3 weeks. It matters because I own him, especially in my dynasty leagues, and that's going to kill me a little this week.
The Broncos have signed both wide receivers Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton to new deals.
I think that makes Jerry Jeudy a little more valuable, because neither one of those guys are superstars. They're very good role players. They're very good complements.
Yeah,
and I think that really shows the direction the team's headed.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara, the news came through a little bit ago. Alvin Kamara, he is not playing in the Thanksgiving game. Mark Ingram still has a shot. CeeDee Lamb is one step away from clearing concussion protocol, so he has a strong chance of playing on Thanksgiving.
And that's just wrong. That to me is like the biggest headline, and that should not happen. That's you see other sports, especially
there's
hockey.
Five steps. He's hockey's, cleared four.
Yeah, but that's like that can't be a medically clear. How come in every other sport, if you get a concussion, you're out for like 3 weeks? And in the NFL, they just rush you through in 4 days. CeeDee Lamb hit his head, back of his head to the back of the turf, and it looked pretty bad the way he went down.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, we've seen guys in hockey get concussions and be out for 6 months. But in the NFL, like 4 days is enough time. If CeeDee Lamb plays this weekend, man, it's just a failure of the system. I'm just not down with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to totally disagree with you, because I have a friend who's been dealing with a concussion for 4 years. So, you know, I'm with you on that.
Every concussion is different. Every player is different. Every head is different. I mean, there is a chance, but just seeing how fast these players are getting pumped out through protocol, I mean, it's been, can
it's
you
for
think
money.
Of a guy
it's
who's
for the,
missed it, a game with a concussion this season?
There have been a couple. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Most players are back that week, and it's just not right.
Yeah.
Let's get to our high performance players of the week. Your I-80 Sports High Performance Players of the Week. Jonathan Taylor, 32 rushes, 185 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. He added 3 catches for 19 yards and another touchdown. He's single-handedly responsible for 30 of the Colts' 41 points this week. 24 yards less on the ground than Josh Allen had in the air. 5 less total yards than the Bills team receiving. Just single-handedly wiping the Bills under the roll.
Yeah. In half PPR, he scored 51.9 points. I'd have to look again to see how much he scored in PPR, but I think it was closer to 56 points in PPR. But yeah, the dude, he just stole the soul of the Bills. I mean, it, you know, and it only took him 2 weeks to overtake Derrick Henry as the points rushing leader, him and my guy that I'll be talking about next.
And I think Jonathan Taylor's also cemented himself as a first round pick next year, probably top three pick, possibly the number one overall pick in Dynasty, Jonathan Taylor. So hats off to him on a great week.
Oh yeah. And my high performance player, you're going Jonathan Taylor. I'm going Austin Eckler. The guy just crushed it. You know, 11 carries, 50 yards and 2 touchdowns, 6 of 7 receptions, 65 yards, 2 touchdowns. That was good for 38.5 fantasy points in half PPR. You know, the Steelers defense, they were missing their biggest playmakers. So obviously Eckler took advantage and he took over and he had over 100 scrimmage yards. If Taylor had not stolen the Bills' soul, Eckler would have clearly been the big storyline of this week. But, you know, we have to agree here that Eckler does share the spotlight with Jonathan Taylor.
Absolutely. I was on with Eckler the entire season. I traded for him in multiple leagues. And it's because that Joe Lombardi influence bringing the Saints running game. And you can see Eckler, not only is he getting 11 carries, he's getting 6 of 7 receptions. If you told me that was Alvin Kamara's stat line from last week, I would have believed you. And it's because exactly of what we talked about this offseason. Yeah. Great pick, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk more about the Steelers when we get to pump the brakes. But, you know, just wanted to highlight Austin Eckler.
And I'm going to talk about my quarterback pick now, Jalen Hurts. 147 yards throwing, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. But he added 18 rushes for 69 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns on the way to Eagles beating Saints 40-29. This is, you know, amongst rumors of Eagles scouting quarterbacks elsewhere. Hurts is putting up big numbers for fantasy. I'm not sure how long he's going to stay in Philadelphia, but as long as he's starting there, he's fantasy relevant and you need to get him on your team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't have much more to add there. You know, Hurts is now, I believe he's now he's the number 2 quarterback on the season now, right behind Patrick Mahomes, which we'll talk about him later. He's currently right in between Mahomes and Josh Allen. You know, he had two low weeks, but he came back strong this week with a good finish. So good on him.
Your next pick.
My next pick is a guy that I've been that I how many times in the offseason did I say go get Darnell Mooney? So many times. Darnell Mooney, 5 of 16 for 121 yards and a touchdown. That was good for 20.6 fantasy points. I know that the 5 of 16 is going to scare people because it was like he had 16 targets but only 5 receptions. How incredibly inefficient! But he had to deal with not only Justin Fields but Andy Dalton, who, you know, it was just thrust back into the role cold. So, you know, he's the number one receiver in Chicago. He is going to be one of my number one plays for Thanksgiving. You know,
I have tunnel vision. I have tunnel hearing. And all I heard was 16 targets. That's what you need to. That's what you need to know. 16 targets.
But listen to this. Listen to this. Over in the last 2 games that he's played, 2 weeks ago, he was the wide receiver 4. Then they had the bye, and then this past week he was wide receiver number 6. You know, Mooney has great matchups coming up, so I like what he can do.
I love it. And my final pick here for High Performance Players of the Week is Justin Jefferson. 8 receptions, 169 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Puts him wide receiver 5 on the season and wide receiver 1 over the last 3 weeks, being consistently good. Kirk Cousins is contributing to this Vikings offense. He's top 5 in almost every offensive category, and that's going to lead to Justin Jefferson not only having these standout weeks, but being incredibly consistent throughout the season. Justin Jefferson is not someone who's going to hurt you when he has an off week. He's still going to get his. I love what Justin Jefferson is doing, and he gets my last high performance player of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy was, he's had some pretty good games against the Packers. You know, there was talks about a sophomore slump, but that game right there is just proof that storyline was bogus. I got one more. I'm going to go. This is probably the only time I can go with him this year. I'm going to go with Ben Roethlisberger. that 24 point comeback against the Chargers in the fourth quarter, that was something pretty special. I'll talk more about it again in Pump the Brakes, but I just wanted to highlight Ben Roethlisberger. He had 31.65 fantasy points. You know, he was one of the top performers of the week.
Okay, then let's get there. Not so fast. It's time to pump the brakes. There's lots of things we can call out this week, but Steve, I'm going to toss it over to you.
I only got one pump the brake because this one I'm going to go on for a little bit. So just give me like 45 seconds here. So I'm going to my pump the brake is the Steelers offensive revival with the Steelers defense this week down three of their biggest pieces. They were noticeably gashed the entire game and only got like two stops and one turnover. And you know, the defense was able to generate some pressure. But, you know, through the first three quarters of this game, the Steelers offense, they just continue to sputter. 7 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the second quarter, nothing in the third quarter. But then somehow they mounted just a great comeback and scored 24 points. You know, yes, the defense lost them this game because the Steelers went up 37-31 and then just busted coverage, just killed them.
Couldn't believe the comeback.
Yeah. And so I want to believe that this comeback is that this offensive revival is real, but I'm pumping the brakes and I want to see what happens the next 2 weeks. They have favorable matchups over the next 2 weeks. And I want to see if this offensive momentum continues or if the Steelers offense has come out of the doldrums.
Brother BKL says, wait, the Steelers, those guys are really not bad, but seriously, my God, that is, yeah. That's about how we feel too.
The one last thing I'll say about that. I was just playing my game, just watching that, listening to the game in the background, and all of a sudden I hear Steelers touchdown. I'm like, wait, are the Steelers seriously about to come back? And then I got invested in the game when they went up 37-34, and I'm like, oh my God, the Steelers are gonna do this. And then.
Then they would
coverage.
Not. They
then
would
the busted not. Coverage on the
Tank. Tank.
When I'm headed to my pick here, I was wrong in my picks from last week. I thought the Bills are going to bounce back and KC would continue to struggle, but the opposite has happened. Bills are continuing to struggle and KC actually looked pretty good this week. And also, another one of mine is the Chiefs Cowboys totaling only 28 points. I said during our live stream that although everyone was saying that there's going to be a huge amount of value in this game, that I just felt like it was going to be a dud. And man, that was. It had no life to it at all. Two teams, Chiefs Cowboys, are going into tough games again this week, and it's really hard to feel bad about either. Had to feel good about either one of them.
So what do you? So you're pumping the brakes on their offenses,
Bills on Chiefs. I'm just pumping a lot of brakes. Just pumping a lot of them.
Okay,
but that's not my flat tire pick though. I got another one for that. The highway is full of letdowns and disappointment. Here's our flat tire. Steve, did you see the Titans and Texans this week?
I did. I saw every highlight from NFL Red Zone
Titans
on that game.
Putting up only 13 points and losing to the Texans. Tannehill, 323 yards on 52 attempts with a touchdown and four interceptions. His one touchdown was to Dez Fitzpatrick. Hope you started him in fantasy this week. Terrible all around. They let Tyrod Taylor rush six times, 22 yards and two touchdowns. It was just an ugly game. The Titans have fallen apart. Tannehill looks like Miami Tannehill again. He looks like a Jets quarterback. It's just all bad things going on here.
Well, let's be clear. They only fell apart in this game because they were on a six game winning streak, beating the Bills, Titans, Seahawks. There's one other bit. The Rams. Everyone thought that the Rams were gonna roast the Titans, and the Titans roasted them. And then Houston. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you drafted Ryan Tannehill, though, it doesn't feel like they've been on a winning streak. He's currently quarterback 10 right behind Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. Behind Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Behind Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. Just some really, really bad stuff going on. He's also quarterback 8 over the last, 4 weeks behind Justin Herbert, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trevor Siemian. It's just not working out. This is why you can't draft Ryan Tannehill. Come on. What are you doing, guys?
I mean, quarterback number 10, and he's had a pretty consistent fantasy line. He's had a 23, 27, and 20-point game and a 22-point game in weeks 4 through 8. But other than that, he's not put up a lot of study numbers. So how is he quarterback 10? Oh, my God. Well,
it's because of 2 or 3 good games, and they also haven't had their bye week yet. So if you took off, realistically, if you took off, 15 points even from his total,
they had their bye week in week 10 because I have 0 points for Tannehill in week 10. I think that was their bye week. Double check me on that while I bring up my guy. So
bye week is week 13.
Oh, okay. So I have to go back.
You have numbers there. Okay, let's move on and talk about these football games.
Oh, okay. I found my error. Okay,
so we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving preview. Bears at Lions. Lions are +3 over under 41.5. What are we thinking in this game? Steve, you picked out some players to watch.
Yeah, but I'm mostly going DFS here. So for FanDuel, obviously I use FanDuel and such. So for FanDuel, for the Lions, you're going to want to start Swift. He's been consistent the entire time. He's $8,000. That's a good start there. Hockenson, he's probably one of the better value tight ends for this weekend. For the Bears, you want to start and Hockenson, $100. Montgomery for the Bears, $7,500, solid start. He's been good since his return. And obviously Darnell Mooney, he's the number one. Those are my players to target there for that.
Yeah, and for me, you got to take the Bears here. I don't care. I'll take Bears at -3. I'll take Bears at -. It just, to me, I don't think this game is going to be very close. You have, it's just so many question marks around the Lions. They haven't won a game. They only looked good against Steelers, and they didn't look good against the Steelers. The Steelers just looked bad against them. Very, very interesting. Over under 41.5. I think that's pretty accurate. I would say it's low, but that's one of the lowest totals you're going to see this whole week. I think we can move on. Bears Lions, not much I really want to see here.
I think the Bears defense is good enough to stifle the Lions here. So I would probably change that +3 to maybe a +7 because I don't think the Lions are going to start score a lot of points, especially with Tim Boyle probably still playing quarterback.
Absolutely. I agree there. Moving on, Raiders at Cowboys. Cowboys are -7.5 over under 50.5. And this is a line I just don't understand. I don't know what Cowboys have done recently to get a touchdown and a half point of respect, but I'm going to throw over to you.
For FanDuel, Zeke is $8,400 if you want to go with the expensive running back. Prescott is $8,200. CeeDee Lamb, $7,700, again, if he's cleared from concussion protocol. If not, go with the cheaper option, Michael Gallup at $6,500. Raiders, I only have really two. I have two starts here. Waller at $7,300, Renfro at $6,200. I would normally throw Derek Carr in here because he's been consistent the entire season. But this is a really good Cowboys defense that I think, will find a way. And especially since this offense has not been the same since the departure of Henry Ruggs. So.
Absolutely. So some good options there. Cowboys Raiders, who are you taking?
I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think Lamb clears protocol, and I think Lamb Gallup, will be a good combination here, and Zeke will feed.
Right. I would go contrarian here. I actually really like Tony Pollard, so I'm going to be getting him in some of my lineups the short week Thursday only slate. And Cowboys -7.5. Yeah, are they going to win by a touchdown in a point? I don't see that line as being accurate. But hey, someone's betting on it, and you know what? With these games, there's going to be a lot of guys on their couch losing a lot of money on the first game, and they're going to be betting heavily on the Cowboys. That's just what happened. So I wouldn't be surprised if come Thursday this line moves even a little bit more. Yeah. In these nationally televised games, you're going to see a lot of money flowing on both teams. Let's finish up. Bills Saints. again, man, this is just a bad Thursday. All these teams are kind of in bad situations and in weird things that I don't know how to predict. Saints are plus six over under 45. Bills minus 270. Saints plus 20. All these games are dome games, so there's really no weather to really worry about. Steve, talk about it from a FanDuel point, and then we'll break down the spread.
Allen, you know, is the big money quarterback here this week, 8,800. Diggs, the big money wide receiver, 8,300. I put Beasley here, 5,700. You know, because he is like the second main target in this offense. You know, I know people were excited for Dawson Knox to come back, but you know, he's coming back from a broken hand, so we don't know what's going on here. From the Saints' perspective, Mark Ingram, if he plays at $6,600, that is a smash right there.
Yep.
And then I put in the top two wide receivers for the Saints, Tre'Quan Smith and Marquez Callaway. Smith is $5,900 and Callaway is $5,700.
Absolutely, I agree there. That's because it's a Thursday game. Thursday games are notoriously bad. It's a short week and all that, but I'm just not excited about any of these teams. I'm not excited on I'm never excited on Lions. It is what it is. As for what Steve said, Diggs got his. He got two touchdowns last week, even in a very poor performance by everyone else around him. Low yardage, but he found the end zone. I think I like the Bills minus six. I mean, if the last week didn't happen, I think Bills would easily be favored by 8-9 points. So I think that I like that. I can't trust it, but you know what? Again, Thursday night after that turkey, maybe some beverages, a little tryptophan coma. We're going to be putting some money on the Bills.
I mean, I like the Saints plus six here. I think because Simeon has not been playing terrible. I think
what a vote of confidence.
He hasn't been playing terrible. You know, he hasn't won them games, but he hasn't lost them games. So, yeah.
It's a big vote of confidence. He hasn't lost them any games yet. So, we'll good. Steve, any final words on this Thanksgiving edition?
I just want to go back to a flat tire. I just want to plug one more flat tire here, if you don't mind. Just give me. So, I just got to point out Patrick Mahomes. Because he was 23 of 37 for passing 260 yards, 7 carries, 11 yards. He had an interception and a fumble. Listen to this. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 14.6. Tyreek Hill, 15.5. Travis Kelce, 16.3 points. But Mahomes was the total flop. The Chiefs have the bye week this week, and their schedule after the bye is the toughest in the NFL. So we have to hope that Mahomes starts becoming part of the solution and not the problem here.
I love it. I agree. And I drafted him in one league. In one league, I'm like, let me try this early quarterback.
I have him in my dynasty league. And that's the
only league that I am not running away with this year. It is what it is. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the special edition of ID Sports. Let us know underneath. Comment, like, subscribe, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.